Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us, Kathy in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Well, you know, Kathy, I'm looking at some of the things that are happening, and I'm really concerned. Let me give you an example. So there was a train derailment that was reported on the 17th of July, and that was in southeast Pennsylvania. And it was a train that was owned, it was a CSX train operating on tracks owned by Norfolk Southern. Around 4:50 in the morning in a wooded area in White Marsh Township, 16 cars, at least 16 cars went off the rails. How does this happen? Well, it happens because of several factors, or could happen because of several factors. One is neglect, failure to maintain the tracks. Another factor could be the weather. And when I say the weather, heat. If the sun beats down on the tracks are made of ferrous material, containing iron, steel, and they expand. And if they expand and loosen from the spikes that hold the rails to the railroad ties, the force of the train, both downward and lateral, can push the rails apart, and the train can derail. So it could be heat from the sun. It could be failure to maintain the tracks. It could be lack of inspection. There could be any or all of the above. We've had a lot of derailments lately. And these derailments could be overloading the cars. It could be failure to maintain the wheel bearings on the cars. It could be a lot of things. But each time these happen with chemicals on the tracks, it's a really serious problem because of water pollution, air pollution, when fires result, etc. That's one thing that is concerning to me. Then, a couple days ago, Monday, we had a massive hailstorm. Lasted just 15 minutes. It loosened shingles off our roof. The shingles fell down into the gutter, clogged the gutter, and the gutters overflowed. And I'm pretty sure the gutters are weakened, so we have to get up and on ladders and make sure that the gutters are secured. Okay. It was rough on our garden. It was rough on our fruit tree orchard. It was rough on the cows. It was kind of terrifying. It cracked the windshield on our Dodge pickup truck, and it did some damage to our farm. But it was localized, like right here. It wasn't spread very far. It was just right here. It wasn't all over Missouri. And then yesterday there was a report about a factory that was destroyed as a tornado with 150 mile an hour winds tore through a Rocky Mount, North Carolina area, and that factory was a Pfizer, P-F-I-Z-E-R, drug factory. And that factory had large quantities of medicines. Reportedly, 50,000 pallets of medicine. And this medicine was picked up, thrown around, damaged by rain and wind. And this building was huge. Absolutely huge. 89 buildings so far were reported as being damaged. 16 people were injured. And so the tornado started near Nashville, North Carolina, and it swept through Rocky Mount, 60 miles east of Raleigh, and it devastated this Pfizer facility. This Pfizer facility is one that manufactures injectables, and nearly 25% of all the sterile injectables in the United States used in hospitals are produced at this site. Reportedly, 400 million units leave this site every year. So this site produces, it's a 250-acre site, so it's not little. I mean, it's the size of our farm. It has 1.4 million square feet of manufacturing space. It's one of the largest sterile injectable factories in the world. Nearly 25% of all the sterile injectables used in hospitals are produced at this site. So this is a site that produces vials, syringes, intravenous bags, bottles of anesthesia, analgesia therapeutics, and neuromuscular blockers, and more. The impact of this is staggering. So, it kind of looks like it was hit by a bomb. The bottom line is, if 25% of the injectables are produced here, and from the devastation I've seen, this is not going to be put back together tomorrow. Or next week, or next month. I have a feeling that it might take a year or more to get this factory back in business. Now, they can probably put up some tents and, you know, makeshift facilities. But to get back into normal operation, my guess, and don't believe anything I say, is at least a year. What I'm trying to draw a line through all these dots is, when I asked Dane Wigington, "Dane, have they lost control of the weather?" The answer is yes. There's a quotation, and it's attributed to Mark Twain. And here's the quote. Quote, "Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it." End quote. That's attributed to Mark Twain, and we're not really 100% sure whether he actually said it or not. But what we do know is that there are massive storms that are happening, and I don't remember anything like this when I was a child. I really don't. It seems like there are more storms, more violent weather events, more destruction than ever before. I'm talking about wild forest fires. I'm talking about flooding in Vermont. I'm talking about all kinds of events, dams breaking. And it's not just in the United States. These things are happening all over the world. It's very concerning to me. And so why are we taking time at USA Prepares to talk about this Pfizer factory? Well, let's say you are on medication that is life-saving, and it's an injectable. What would you do if you believe this report, and don't believe me, look it up for yourself. What would you do if you believe this report that this damage actually happened? I believe it has happened. I believe everything I told you is true. And I believe there's more to the story than I've told you, because I believe it. All the information isn't out yet. So what would you do? Would you call your pharmacy and say, you know what, I didn't pick up that prescription. I think I ought to get it. Is that what you would do? Or would you say, no, everything's going to be all right? Would you be an ostrich? Put your head in the sand and think everything's great? Or would you react? So, you know, there are some vials of, we'll call it pharmaceuticals, that aren't really sophisticated, like saline solution in vials. Let's say a person uses that. It's just salt water, but it has to be sterile if you're going to inject it or if you're going to inhale it. Would you consider calling your pharmacy and find out how many refills you have left and see if there are any that are unfilled? And would you get them for the $12 for the month's worth of refills, or would you just do nothing? I'm just asking the question. Kathy, any comments?
You know, Vince, I looked up the articles, and it seems like the news is that even though they showed pictures, most of the articles were very brief, and they didn't talk about this component that you're talking about with now there's going to be a shortage. And, I mean, I couldn't find anything. I know they make, like, the injectables, but do they make, like, the tubing or the bags or anything else that goes into those, whatever the pharmaceutical drugs or components are? So, I noticed they sort of downplayed the fact that, okay, nobody in the factory was hurt, supposedly, and they lost it. But they didn't talk about the recovery or where are you going to get all these injectables now.
That's right. That's right. And that's what happens, because if you think about it, who are these reporters? Are these reporters people who turn screwdrivers and wrenches and use tools and build things and repair things and make things? Or are these people who just write articles? And a lot of times, these are people who just write articles. So they don't know what to write at the detail level because they're just not familiar with it. And typically, they're not people in their 70s who have a lot of experience under their belt, you know, with lots of different kinds of things. So young reporters typically write these stories, and how would they? How would they know? Well, they wouldn't. So that's why I believe a lot of this information is left out. And, of course, the factory doesn't want to say, oh, man, this is devastating. We're, you know, it's going to be really tough for us to get back on our feet because they have competition. And then, of course, this could be strategic for the United States survival. It could be. There could be, depending on what, 25% is a huge component of the supply chain for hospitals. It's huge. I think it's being downplayed. Now, I can't prove any of this. It's just me trying to connect the dots. But here's the quote. Nearly 25% of all sterile injectables used in U.S. hospitals are produced at the site. 25% of all injectables. And it says it also produces vials, syringes, IV bags, and bottles of anesthesia. So, does it sound like the tubing? Yeah, it kind of does sound like the tubing as well, because what good is an IV bag without the tubing? And you get tubing with an IV bag. So, yeah, sounds like that too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, there's some interdependencies in companies, vertical integration, if you will. So, you know, companies can try to make all the little components that go into a final product, but sometimes they can't. And let me give an example of what I'm talking about. So, I lived in this little village in Virginia a couple decades ago. And I knew a man who owned a very small company, and it was on his farm. So he had like a steel building. It was nondescript, and if you looked at it, you wouldn't think it was anything of significance. And it was set off the road. And this company made lamp holders. Well, what's a lamp holder? Well, it's a holder for a light bulb. So, remember the days when you had 1157 light bulbs and light bulbs that you would buy at the discount store, the auto parts store, when your incandescent light bulb would fail, you'd just buy a replacement. Side marker lamps, tail lamps, turn signal lamps, dashboard lamps. Well, this company made the holders for those light bulbs or lamps. It was a lamp holder company. And they made all of the lamp holders for a major manufacturer, like Ford or Chrysler or General Motors. All of them. And they, without this little company that made the lamp holders, you could buy a car, but you wouldn't have taillights or turn signals or stoplights. So this little company could hold up, you know, a major manufacturer like General Motors or Ford or Chrysler. And every week they would charter a plane and to fly from this little hamlet in Virginia out to Detroit and bring them a load of lamp holders so they could complete production. But the major auto manufacturer didn't want to store a lot of them. So they said, no, just bring them up once a week and we'll pay for the flight. So what I'm trying to share with you is that it's possible that this factory made a component for another component from a different factory. So it's possible that this Pfizer destruction by this tornado could have impact with other companies. It could impact hospitals, pharmacies. It could impact, they make syringes. What hospital doesn't operate or run without syringes? Hardly any, right? I don't think there is one. A veterinarian clinic can't run or operate without syringes. I think this is pretty serious. That's why we're discussing it today. So if you think you have some dependence on medical tubing, IV bags, injectables, vials, anything related to the story, and look it up, Pfizer, North Carolina. You'll see what we're talking about. And then do some of your own research and protect yourself. You know, the Myers cocktail that Dr. Shealy offers at his clinic, and Dr. Sergey, that uses an IV bag and tubing. So I think this is a big deal. Not just for Myers cocktail, for everything. What's the first thing that happens when you enter an ER room? I mean, after they figure out your name, they hook you up to an IV, right? Isn't that almost standard protocol most of the time? Now what? Kathy, any comments?
Well, you know, Vince, I worked in a teaching hospital before I had my family, and that's what I did. I did IVs and hyperals and chemos and irrigations, and every single time you change your whatever you're adding, whether you're adding antibiotic or whatever the potassium or whatever the doctor orders, you change a needle. And I did at least 100 bags a day, at least, probably more. We just did, there's so many when you have, you know, couple hundred bed hospitals, 200-300. So it would not take long to deplete your stock. I mean, we were always on the lookout for what we needed and how long it would take, how long it would last us.
I built a computer system for a hospital. And this was the back room of the hospital to order supplies, and supplies came in multiple times per week.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to the defense of presidential candidate Donald Trump for his actions centered around January 6th. McCarthy said that he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible, asking what criminal activity he did. He also suggested that Trump told people to be peaceful. The comments come after Trump received a target letter regarding a Department of Justice criminal investigation into January 6th. Trump claims Biden's Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives, religious sectors, and parents at school board meetings. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit next month. That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
Today is hot. Last day
I've got here.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
As we don't normally go through articles, but a couple things before we get into 5-Minute University and lessons that Kathy has to teach today. We're going to be teaching you about chemicals and toxins and poisons in our food. But this is important, too. So there are many articles on the Internet, including the New York Times, that says that Stanford University president will resign after a report finds flaws in his research. So Mark Tessier Levine was cleared of accusations of scientific fraud and misconduct, but the review of his work found multiple problems, and it fell below the customary standards of scientific rigor, according to the New York Times. goes on to say that following months of intense scrutiny of his scientific work, Mark Tessier Levine announced Wednesday he would resign as president of Stanford University after an independent review of his research found significant flaws in studies he supervised going back decades. Continues to say that the review was conducted by an outside panel of scientists and they refuted the most serious claim involving Dr. Tessier Levine's work that this was that an important 2009 Alzheimer's study was the subject of an investigation that found falsified data and that Dr. Tessier Levine had covered it up. And the panel says it included that the claims appeared to be mistaken and there was no evidence of falsified data. But what happened is he resigned as president of the university. But he's still going to keep his job and not as president, but he'll be in a department, a scientific department. Now, if you watch the television series Suits, you might see situations where someone brings a lot of money, revenue, customers, clients, etc., into the company. And then they find that there's an ethical problem with that individual. So he ought to be fired. But he brought in so much money. So how can we fire a guy who brought in so much money, even though he's committed ethical violations? I'm talking about Suits, the fictional television series. So you have to wonder. You have to wonder, why is this guy still have a job, right? Why? Is it something like I just described in the fictional series of Suits? I don't know. I'm not making that accusation. I'm just asking the question. But when you watch Suits, that television series, you from 2011 to 2019, you're going to see a lot of the kinds of things we're talking about. It's going to open your eyes to the legal system or the illegal system. You'll learn about how bribes are conducted, how words are wordsmithed, as Rich talks about, Rich Sheehan. You'll learn that the game is played at the highest levels, and the little people in the company don't even know what's going on. You'll learn that. And I believe it's all true based on my experience in the corporate world. And I have experience in the corporate world. And I have experience in the government world. And I have experience on the farm. So please do your own research. And when you read articles like this, there's way more to it, I believe, than what is being shared with the public. I believe there's a lot of covering up going on. So there was research about Alzheimer's. And the key findings seem to be incorrect. So what does that mean? Does that mean science is for hire? Sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Sure sounds like... And what happens is there's competitions for work. And if somebody can write a paper and says that mine's bigger, better, faster, smarter, more accurate than the other guy's, the guy who claims that, and if he gets away with it, might get rewarded, right? Compared to the other guy who says, well, you know, I ran all these tests and I can't find anything that really works. Looks like it doesn't work. But the guy who says it does work might get the reward, where the guy who tells the truth and says it doesn't work doesn't get the reward. But I went in to find the article that I read last night about the funds that were brought in by this man to the university. It's in the billions with a B. That information is gone. I can't find it. It was there last night, but now it's gone. So they don't really want you to know that this man brought in billions of dollars and he's allowed to keep his job. Well, a job. Not the big job, you know, a lower level job. And it's even hard to figure out exactly what that is. I think the stories keep changing. So, anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, that this, I think this is a big deal. Stanford University is a pretty prestigious university. Harvard, Princeton, Yale. Stanford, right? Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, the trust factor, I feel that, I mean, okay, if they were doing Alzheimer's research and he, what was their wording, serious flaws. Okay, so in other words, probably a lot of lies that were either they didn't tell you the whole truth or they admitted some things. So anyhow, I know there, one of the, one time I was watching a video and it was from a man that was in working with pharmaceutical drugs. And I don't remember the company that it was. It was a big company. And they had five different chemotherapy drugs they were going to use. And the man that made the decision on which one they were going to use asked a question. And he said, okay, which one of these is the most effective? And he said, okay, it's this one. And then his last question was, which one makes us the most money? And he said, this one. And he took his arm and he'd like, the ones that didn't make the most money, he just swept them right off the desk on the floor. And he said, we're going to use the one that makes us the most money. So that tells you all you need to know, that there's not a lot of trust in what they're saying. I don't believe half of these drugs do anything what they are claiming, but that's just my opinion of that.
So if you watch that television series Suits, you will see, not exactly that, but you will see and you'll be able to draw that same conclusion of that mental image that you painted for us, Kathy, where we're going to go with the one who makes us the most money. And that's what you're going to see. And it's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. We used to have a country that was so great. It really was. We wanted to be the best. We wanted to be the best at everything. And we worked really hard. And people would ride for the brand. And I know that when I was in the corporate world and when I was employed by a bank, my job was to contribute to the success of that bank, that credit card bank, so that we would be better at everything that we did for the benefit of our customers. Not to fleece our customers, but to be the best and have the best reputation in the banking credit card business. The best service, the best pricing, the best turnaround time, the best research, the best everything. That's what I thought my job was. And that's what I did. I rode for the brand. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I think people at the highest levels do exactly what you talked about. What is the fastest way to make the most money? And when I got a new boss, he came from General Electric. And the General Electric management style at that time was at the annual performance review to say to the person, what have you done for us in the last 12 months? What have you done? How much money have you brought in? How much money have you saved? And I'm talking about at management levels, and that's what I was. And you were measured on the 12-month interval. So anybody with two brain cells to rub together would know that the next year, you'd be measured on that criteria. What have you done in the last 12 months? So nobody who was interested, nobody would focus on the long run, you know, 5 years out. I was in the business of building computer systems. So why would I invest in a project and build something that would last 5 years or more when I'm only being measured on 1 year? So if it costs like 1.5 times as much to build it to last 5 years as it would to last 1 year, I would be penalized in my annual performance review. It's like, why did it cost so much? Well, I built it for 5 years. Actually, I built it for 12 years. I'd be beat up for doing that. So nobody in his right mind would be looking at the long run. They'd be looking at the short run. Cutting corners, cutting costs, saving, fleecing the customers. You know, putting a big package around a small contents. That's what corporations have been doing because of this idiotic management style. So if I were in charge of engineering bearings, I'd be looking at how can we make the smallest bearing that'll last 90 days, you know, the warranty period. All it has to last is 91 days and we're in the clear, rather than what Maytag used to do and overbuild, over-engineer, and make it last generations, or at least decades. That's how I see it, Kathy. I think you're absolutely right. Where would you like to go next?
Well, we were talking about food additives and the chemicals and the dangers. Once I started, I mean, I knew some of this, but I didn't know all of it. And once I started doing research, it just became like page after page. And it almost makes you not want to eat hardly anything. I mean, there are one of the things that's disturbing to me is there are we in our country allow additives and chemicals as opposed to in Europe where they don't allow those things. And some of the things that I found were just incredible. So I just wanted to read some of the lists that I found as far as what I'm seeing in the food. And, the first one is in butter. There is this additive called RBST. And the only way you don't have it, because it's a hormone, is either organic or I know Challenge Butter does not have it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Said that your dog was looking at the door, the studio door, and I think he wants to come in the studio. So his name is Buddy. We just adopted Buddy. He was walking around the campground, and his ribs were showing. He's really, really hungry, starving. Someone just, I don't know, dropped him off or threw him out or something. So he's maybe close to a year old. He's really funny looking. So he fits in with the rest of the family. And he's got really short legs. He's got the legs of a hound dog and the face of a golden retriever or a Labrador retriever. His head is way out of proportion. But here he is. He's in the studio with me, and he's so calm. He follows me everywhere I go. So, you know, animals are really appreciative if they're treated well. They really are. So if you have the ability to adopt a hungry, starving animal, why don't you consider it? Kathy, I know that you do those kinds of things too. You're talking about butter. Please continue.
You know, Vince, interrupt me when I go through this. If you have anything to add, one of the things that I really want to do, I really at times just want to go through my cupboard and throw things out because I know the dangers of it. So I'm going to try to be more conscientious than I am now and read more labels. But I just had an experience and I did call the company. I made a pretty good sized batch of refrigerator dill pickles. And so I looked at the label I used Mrs. Wage's pickle mix. So the regular pickle mix had maltodextrin in it. The kosher did not. So I bought a couple of the kosher. Well, I needed more. So I went back and I got a couple more of the kosher. And when I got home, the new batch contains maltodextrin. So I called the company and I said, why are you adding this? And she gave me all kind of excuses. She had no idea. Well, it's not really a sugar and it's not really an additive. It just, it's really not bad for you. And she went on, and I go, well, I disagree, but I don't know why you're adding it to your product. It's not necessary. And it, I believe it's harmful. So she just went on about that it was fine. But from one lot to the next, because I looked at the date, and the one that I had first used expired sometime in 24, and this one expired in 25. So you have to read everything, Beth. It's just incredible. And it, I mean, I'm in the kitchen all the time now, so I'm trying to make so many things from scratch. But some of the things that are not allowed in Europe that we allow in our country, like one example, and it goes into all of our breads, and like it's a whitening agent, but like Arby's is an example. And they have a sourdough bread, and I believe they have croissants and maybe some other things. And it's called, I think it's called ADA. It's like azo dicarbonate. And it's a whitening agent, but it's a known carcinogen, and Europe bans it, but we don't. And it's not only in the Arby's, but that's just one example. Like, so if you were going to get that sandwich in the United States, it would have that in there. But if you went to Europe, it would not have that in there. So another one is like farm-raised salmon. They use a coral color. And some of these things, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing them right, but it's called astaxanthin, and it's a petrochemical. But they want the coral color because they don't want it to be white or gray. But Vince, they don't allow that in Europe. And so it's just the same thing like dairy. You know, our milk has the RBH or RBGH or RBST, which is an artificial hormone. And it's a growth hormone. So why would you drink that? Especially if you like you have a tumors or something. I mean, I look at it and go, okay, it's going to make those grow. So if you don't, if you can't afford organic and you can't grow it yourself, I guess just be really as cautious as you can, or do as much research as you can to try to find some of these safer products then. And Mountain Dew was another one. You know, I would stay away from pop or soda because they use brominated vegetable oil. And it's a flame retardant.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, I'll tell the class and you a story about trisodium phosphate and what we used it for when I was growing up. And how you can get some today. You can get your own trisodium phosphate, and you can eat it for lunch. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Kathy's with us. We're talking about food and poisons and toxins.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.